Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on this first Sunday after Easter. And we see a fascinating thing happen here. When Jesus rose, the women, of course, came to the tomb first, saw the stone rolled away, first understood the news of the risen Christ, and went to tell the disciples who did not believe them. And so Peter goes to see for himself. Peter goes to the tomb, sees the stone rolled away. He sees the linen cloth that they wrapped the body, but there was no Jesus. And he wondered what had happened. He marveled at these events. He was wondering what could have happened here. And I find this fascinating because Jesus predicted this several times over the course of his life and teaching with his disciples, and they just didn't get it. In fact, Peter argued with him a couple of times, as recorded, of Peter contradicting Jesus when he would predict his death. Now, it's not that Peter didn't believe Jesus. He saw all the miracles of that Jesus was able to do, and it was Peter who was the first to say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Some people thought Jesus was a prophet, a great teacher, but Peter understood this is Jesus, that this is Christ, the Son of the living God. And so Peter understood exactly who Jesus was. Peter heard the predictions, and he didn't want to believe it. He argued about it, but he heard it. And he heard the women say exactly what Jesus said was going to happen, that he had risen. And he saw the empty tomb, he saw the linen cloth, and he still wasn't sure what had happened. He sort of marveled at the whole thing. Some translations say he left in wonder, wondering what had happened at this moment. So Jesus predicted it. The women said that he had risen. He saw the empty tomb and he still wasn't sure. It still took him a while. Now, would we say from this that Peter was not a very good Christian, not a very good follower of Jesus, not a very good believer? I think most people would say, no, that's not what we're saying. Peter clearly was an amazing follower of Christ, did tremendous things in his life. And when people talk about the great leaders of the church, Peter is always mentioned. There's never a conversation of great leaders of the church where Peter, Paul, people like that are not mentioned as the founding leaders of the church. He was a tremendous follower of Christ and tremendous man of faith. And so we wouldn't discount Peter as a non-believer, certainly. We wouldn't discount him as having lack of faith. He clearly showed he had faith in his life. And so what is this wonderment? Why would Peter have such difficulty believing as he saw the empty tomb, having heard what Jesus had predicted many times? Still, it took him a while. And I think there's something important in that. Oh, we could criticize Peter and we could make fun of him and all of these things, but because he's having these struggles in his own mind. But I think there's a lot of people that would relate to what Peter's going through, that have read the scriptures, that believe in Jesus, that have seen God work in their life at times, and yet sometimes just wonder, what in the world is going on here? That just because we are people of faith doesn't mean that we're always going to feel comfortable with every answer all the time, that every situation is going to be completely comfortable. And sometimes we're just going to be left as people of faith wondering what God is doing, wondering what has happened. And maybe we should know. Maybe based on the scriptures, maybe based on our relationship with God, maybe we should just know these things. But we see from Peter, that's not always the case. Sometimes it takes us a while. It's a process we go through to really see what God is doing, whether it be in our life, our family, our society, whatever it is. It's a process of faith. It's not necessarily you have it or you don't. And sometimes we turn Christianity into this idea of you're a believer or you're not. It's sort of like you might be familiar with a pass-fail class. That some classes, you don't get a grade. You either know enough to pass the class or you don't. It's you either pass or you fail. It's either one or the other. And sometimes we turn Christianity into this, that you either are or you're not. You either have faith or you don't have faith. You're a believer or you're not a believer. And sometimes it's more complex than that. As a believer, we can be fully in our walking in our faith of God and yet still have a sense of wonder and confusion and lack of understanding. Sometimes I've heard people resist reading the Bible, even as Christians, because some of it's just confusing. And that confusion is frustrating to them. Because a lot of people feel like, well, if I'm confused and I'm struggling and I might have some doubts about some things, then I'm not a Christian. So we just avoid reading the Bible. we just listen to what preachers tell us. We just listen to what we heard growing up, perhaps, and we avoid reading the Bible because some of it's just hard to understand. But what we see from Peter is that it's okay to not understand everything. It's okay to not have a complete and full understanding all the time. That sometimes it's a process. That it's a process of faith, of coming into understanding. And perhaps we look back and we think, well, that was silly. I should have known that all along. I should have had the faith and the insight to get that immediately. But sometimes we just don't. And Peter shows us that even the best of us, even the most dedicated followers of Jesus, will sometimes walk in this life with a bit of wonder and a bit of confusion and just not quite sure what is happening in our life of faith, not quite fully understanding what God is doing, maybe not quite understanding parts of the scripture. And that's okay. Even Peter, as great as he was, with as much faith as he had, with as many times as Jesus predicted his death, with the word of the women who had been followers for years all along with Jesus, and seeing the empty tomb with his own eyes, still struggled to fully grasp the resurrection of Jesus. You know, we've celebrated Easter. We've had this celebration of and remembrance of the resurrection of Jesus. And yet, very dedicated followers of Jesus may be in a place a week later thinking, I'm not sure exactly what that means in my life. You know, what exactly does it mean to have the resurrected Christ in my own life? This is a process. And if you don't fully know how to answer that question, it's okay. We still need to keep looking. We still need to keep in touch with God. The idea of becoming content is sometimes worse than the process of thinking, well, I know what I know and I don't know what I don't know. And I probably know enough to get into heaven, so that we'll call it good. That's not the process of Christianity. The process of faith is to continue that wonderment even when we don't get it. Even when we're not sure, even when we have struggles, even though we might doubt at times, we might struggle to get our minds around things. Peter shows us that a sense of wonderment is something that even people of great faith will have. That a sense of awe and a sense of confusion, a sense of just not always knowing. And in what this led to, because Peter continued in the process, is connecting with the risen Lord. As he continued in the process, he saw Jesus for himself. And this is what we are promised. Not that we'll always understand everything all the time. Not that we'll completely be able to wrap our minds around the idea of faith and the Christian life completely all the time. That we'll always have it right. What we are promised is this process of faith leads to a connection with God. That we will have those times that God is there in our life. That we are fully immersed in the love of God. If we continue this process, that God promises to lead us through this life of faith, not that we'll always have every answer or understand everything, but we continue the process of faith. We celebrate the risen Christ. And as we celebrate the risen Christ, we may not always understand what that means, particularly in our own life. How does that apply in my particular life? How does Jesus live the resurrected life through me? That's a process. That's a process of life. And we need to be engaged in the process. Not just to say, well, I'm a Christian because I go to church, or I'm a Christian because I became a believer as a child. Those things are very good. But this is a process of faith. And even Peter, at the biggest moment in all of human history, looked in that empty tomb and thought, I wonder what's going on here. How could this be? Sometimes we may look at our life of faith and thinking, what is going on here? And how can this be? And that's okay. The process of faith always leads to the risen Lord. The process of our faith. And that means our daily prayers, our reading of Scripture, our connection with God, our participation in Christ's church, all these things lead to a connection with Christ. And all of that is always in process. And so I hope that we won't just say that we're a believer or that we're a Christian, but that we will recognize that we are all in process of learning more, of connecting more, of experiencing Christ on new levels. And when we have those moments of thinking, I don't even understand what's happening, those are sometimes the most important moments that God is about to show a new understanding, a new connection. And so don't run from those moments. Stay with them, as Peter did, continuing to wonder until he saw the risen Lord. That's why we pray together. That's why we always encourage prayer, because it leads in that process of faith to experiencing Christ more. Each time we gather together, we pray because we believe that we are on this journey, this process of continually connecting more and more with Christ. And so we pray, encourage prayer all the time, but we always pray together each time we worship together. But we pray together because we believe in the process of faith, that we continually need to come and look at what Christ is doing here in this very moment. Lord, we thank you that we are in process of faith, that it's not just that we have it or we don't, that we are in the process of growing in that faith. And sometimes that is hard. Sometimes things happen we don't understand. Sometimes, even though things are right there in Scripture, we don't quite get it. Things are confusing to us. But then we see your servant Peter, one of the greatest followers of Jesus in all of history, who had some of the same struggles. He heard the words of Jesus. He saw the empty tomb and wondered what could have happened. Lord, help us in our wonderment. Help us in our confusion. Even though we see the Scriptures, even though we are people of faith, even though we have seen you work in our life, we still struggle at times to understand what's happening, of knowing what you're doing, to understand some of the things in Scripture. Help us in the midst to continue the process of understanding, the process of growth, and the process of faith. Help us to continue until, as Peter did, we truly see the risen Lord. Help us to have those moments where we connect with you, where even in our confusion and even in our stumbling, we have our connection with you. Those special moments where we truly experience the risen Christ. We pray that you'll be with us as so many are confused during this very difficult time in our world. So many ask questions that are very difficult to answer. Lord, help us to stay in the process, to continue to look to you, to see what you would teach us, to see what we can learn during these difficult times in the world. Because we want to continue in all situations to be followers of Christ. In the times that we are thriving, in the times that we may struggle, we want to be followers of Christ. And so in that spirit, we, your children, we lift our prayers to you.